You can't follow me. Lord, I just told those words to Peter yesterday, in yesterday's gospel passage we just heard yesterday, after Peter's triple profession of love of our Lord. And our Lord's final words are after he also predicts the type of death he will die. Come, follow me. But now Peter remonstrates again. What about this disciple here, of course, that's St. John, who's watching everything carefully and will now write all of this down. And our Lord does not say that he's going to come, although they believe that. See, how easily we get confused. Our Lord simply asks the question, what is that of you? And what is that concern of yours? What if I want him to remain till the end of time? Till I have come again? But he's not saying that he would never die. And of course the disciple did die, but in any case, the key words in this passage are come and follow me. And he was telling Peter, he has given him the keys, he has given him the authority over the church, made him his vicar on earth. And now he tells him, come follow me. You see, even the Pope must follow. He too must follow Christ. We must all follow Christ. And then we also note that God's disciple, John, is very careful. He writes in the third person when he writes about himself. An act of humility. But he also makes clear, does it at least twice in his Gospels. He does it also at the crucifixion, when he relates the crucifixion of our Lord. His testimony is true. He's making it clear, he's an eyewitness to all of this. And he's writing what he has himself witnessed, what he himself has seen and heard. Therefore, we know this is the truth. Christ is the truth. And we must follow him. Now, what does that mean, follow him? Actually, our Lord repeats those words very frequently through the gospel. You follow me. He's telling us we must live the life that he lived. We must follow in his footsteps. We must transform ourselves into him. That's the very theme that we have been following in our month with Mary. We must transform ourselves into him. We must be one with him, as it were, as he had prayed in that long discourse as they walked to the Garden of Gethsemane. One as he is with the Father. So he is telling us to follow him, to do what he would do in every circumstance, to be willing to sacrifice. And that, by the way, was the key, what our Lord was asking when he asked Peter three times, do you love me? Will you make the full self-sacrifice? He wanted the highest form of love. And Peter was giving him only the minimal love. And so that's why our Lord kept pursuing until for three times. Well, so of course, to make up for the triple denial during our Lord's Passion. But he was looking for that total self-sacrificing love. That's what he's looking for in us. That's what our Lord did in his own sacrifice on the cross. Gave himself completely. He's waiting for us to do the same in return. Now, does that mean, oh no, now I've got to inflict all this pain and suffering on myself, put those nails right into my hands and feet? No, not exactly. But it does mean we must give ourselves back to him. Little by little, every day, give ourselves back to him. So we must make the sacrifice, yes. And we can find every opportunity, every day, even just little circumstances, but we can find opportunities to offer a sacrifice. And we are called to do so. And that's what our Lord means when he says, follow me. Willing to make every sacrifice. for him, for love of him. And you'll note also, we heard it again in yesterday's passage, gospel passage, our Lord then tells Peter, you're going to be led where you don't want to be led when you are older. And St. John tells us explicitly, our Lord by this was telling Peter how he would die. You see, our Lord, now Peter gave him, our Lord, that the agape, that's the Greek word, agape, the full self-sacrificing love. And now our Lord is practically speaking, telling him, you will make the sacrifice. You denied me, you fled once, but now you will make that sacrifice. And as we know, Peter was crucified. He did make that sacrifice. Our Lord is asking us to do the same. With all courage, without hesitation, he is with us, always with us, and he will carry us through. But he is asking us to make that proof of our love for him, that sacrifice of ourselves back to him. Let us, just as he bids us, follow him. Praised be Jesus and Mary.